Put respect on that.
Yeah, put respect. When you say DHH, put respect on it.
God no.
God no.
All 150,000 of you. Put respect on it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another video, another Dead End Hip Hop Convo. FIFO's over here. We got Mike to my left. We got BZ, and joining us today, we got a guest. Is
what's Jay going Burritos. On? I'm back again for the second time. It's Jay from Runaway Jukebox, man. You know, your favorite music podcast every Monday, SoundCloud, iTunes, runawayjukebox.com.
Yeah, man.
You
know, get it in, like, man.
You know what I'm saying? You guys, yeah.
But if y'all don't remember, he was from the
Future Review. Nerd Sprite 2 for any newcomers, yeah.
Hey, if you guys like this video, go to patreon.com/deadandpop. You can become a supporter, man, and show your support. Also, deadandhiphop.com, merch, we got t-shirts. So thanks to everybody that's been buying, that have bought t-shirts, man, for real. Yeah. Much love to you guys, man. Thank you for the support. We're talking about Birdman's interview, if that's what you want to call it, that took place Friday morning. That's like, it hit Twitter and went everywhere. And apparently he was upset. About, you know, the stuff that they were talking about. Basically, they were reporting the news of how he doesn't pay his artists. And he was mad about that. So he went up there and he wanted to demand some respect.
That's what he was mad about?
Yeah.
So that's what all
this is. Yeah. I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, me neither.
Nobody knew.
You can't figure it out based off what you watched.
And they're also saying that he was upset about the conversation about him kissing Lil Wayne on the mouth.
Well, you did it. How long have people been saying that?
He did it. What you gonna
mean? Yeah.
It was a photo. So you can't. Well, you can fake it, but it has been confirmed real. So you can't deny it now. Years later, or be mad about it.
That's some mafia stuff, man.
Is that what he said?
Cheek. Not on the lips. That looked like a fucking notebook like style.
Yeah. That's exactly what people do.
That looked like MTV Catch of the Year shit.
He said that movie.
I know. Rappers, we love the mafia. Maybe he just kind of misunderstood the whole kissing thing.
That's a good point.
Maybe he thought that that's what, you know, real gangsters do.
But he still salty about that? That was like years ago.
Well, they're also saying that Rick Ross and who else? Rick Ross and Trick Daddy apparently said some stuff about. So there was a number of things.
Wait. He had the best impression. I ain't gonna say it no more.
Y'all gonna respect my name.
He was so mad. Like, his voice was trembling.
Yeah.
And like, he was at the point, like, I think if somebody would have said something, I don't know, I think he maybe would have popped off.
No, he wouldn't have.
You don't think so? No. I think he was that mad though, Mike.
I don't think so.
The voice was trembling, y'all.
That's what I'm saying.
He said, didn't Trick Daddy and Rick Ross, did you pull up on them? He was like, pulling up on you, nigga.
Yeah.
Why are you going to be picky and choosy about who you going to pull up on?
Exactly.
Right? You're going to address
everybody.
Right. If you're going to address somebody, address Trick Daddy, who we saw, you know, it's been known on the Breakfast Club. He was talking about Baby. And Rick Ross also said something about Baby. So why not, like Charlamagne said, why not address them? Why are you coming at the little radio guy?
He's like, we just the radio guys.
Right. Yeah. Like why? That,
man, look. That was the biggest failure.
It was.
In history.
The biggest.
The fact that Birdman could not punk two radio guys and a female.
Right.
That whole thing was a fail. I don't think he was going to pop up.
No, it wasn't.
Look at the people. Look at the guys in the background.
Yeah.
None of those dudes were ready to pop off. They were all sipping on drinks. They were probably all like, wait, why are we here?
Probably, because I know.
But you know, you roll, most of them roll deep anyway, you know, with a lot of rappers.
Yeah, but nothing was going to pop off. And I gotta give respect to Charlamagne, because he was just like,
what?
Huh?
I'm gonna ask you the same question.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Ain't nothing
like,
changed. You're not changing the script up in here.
Like, no! He's like, I'm not gonna punk out because you in here trying
like,
to
why
fight.
Why you coming at us with angles? He's like, hey, we already got cussed out. So tell us what's in your mind, baby. What's going on?
I ain't gonna say it no more. Y'all gonna respect my name.
I think you gotta say it right. You gotta put respect.
Oh, put respect on my name.
Are y'all done or are we gonna, what do you say?
Are y'all finished or y'all done?
Ain't that the same?
So you think Charlamagne was genuine?
About what?
He's always been like that?
Yeah. Wait, genuine with what? What do you mean?
Do you think that maybe because he was he wasn't afraid of being confrontational back because of where he was at.
Charlamagne being scared about being confrontational. Yeah, Charlamagne.
He's always like that.
You call him an asshole.
You trying to say because he's on the radio?
Because he's on the radio. You have the radio station on the radio.
He had a gang of people. If they really wanted to pop off, they could have easily got to Charlamagne.
Yeah.
Charlamagne sat there and was just like.
Yeah, you don't bring a group of guys right there and neither one of them be like that dude that's not afraid to go to jail.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like. That's why you have dudes like that.
Right. Somebody that you roll deep. So you said he probably didn't have that guy.
It doesn't seem like he had that guy. If he had that guy, somebody would have like turned back around and just like pop, you know, swung on him.
Yep.
Dudes I know from the hood.
Work or
Here's the thing. Dudes I know from the hood like would have swung on. Birdman probably wouldn't have had to say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't have those type of dudes in there with him.
He didn't have the shooter. He didn't have a shooter.
He didn't have a shooter with him.
Or they really were genuinely confused. They were like, I don't know why.
They didn't go up there and did not know that he was going
to
say something.
Because they all had to be flown in.
But wait.
They didn't drive.
What he said.
They knew Birdman was going to confront them about.
But I'm saying, maybe they were confused about why he was really that mad.
I think they knew. That one dude knew he was the one that needed to come sit right to the right of him.
Right.
He was like, you all right.
In between Charlamagne.
Yeah.
So why didn't anything happen then?
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
we asked about Trick Daddy and Rick Ross. So like, why didn't he hit him right then?
And he said it in a confrontational way.
And he got up and left it.
And look. Charlamagne tried the fuck out of Birdman. Let's be honest. Let's stop sugarcoating it. Because first of all, Birdman was trying to be disrespectful coming up here. Oh, I'm all big and bad. Woo-doo-woo. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't work because, first of all, you sat down and didn't say nothing. You didn't say anything. You didn't say anything to lend itself toward the conversation that you were trying to have. Right. And then when the person you were trying to confront actually asked you a very
valid question
right to your face. No, we ain't gonna talk about all that. Then what the hell you come up here for? Why you waste your Uber driver gas?
You know what I'm saying? Like, Charlamagne said, well, why you here for?
Yeah, Uber driver.
I'm just saying.
This dude is a multi-millionaire. He said he riding Uber.
That's hilarious.
I'm just saying. He had that Uber premium.
Yeah,
he got that Uber premium.
He
had that Uber black on the car.
Yeah, the Uber black. You know what I'm saying?
But look, at the end of the day, he did not get anything accomplished. No. And if he would have opened up and talked, like, look, Charlamagne has never backed. That's why he is who he is and where he's at,
where he's at.
I think the only person he was a little afraid of was Gucci Mane.
Yeah. I don't blame him.
Yeah. Gucci Mane was a little scared because he was out there by himself. He didn't even bring nobody with him, did he?
Gucci Mane really needs to bring somebody.
I understand that. Now, that was the only time I saw Charlamagne because I think he actually came out and said, yo, that dude was scared.
I'm not talking about Gucci. Can we?
Gucci. Hey, get out, Gucci. We wait for you to get out. Wait, up, bro.
Goo-wop.
But
Birdman, look, Charlamagne did the professional thing and gave Birdman an opportunity for you to explain yourself and let everybody know why you up here feeling some type of way.
But Birdman said he can have some pull up on him.
But what does that
mean? But he wanted to look at him like a man.
His point is he didn't say what was wrong.
He didn't say what was
explain anything.
Like, he came in disrespectful off the jump, and then even Envy was like, just put it on air. Like, say what you got to say on camera. He just, I ain't going to say it no more. He just kept repeating himself over and over again. It was a waste of time.
I already said what I had to say.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He said the same thing. Wait till he get on camera, man.
And he tried to, not even provoke him, but he just tried to ask him the question that he came to ask him, and he was just like,
hey, you know what?
Did y'all ever watch that Angie Martinez interview where she interviewed him?
Oh, that weird ass interview.
All his questions were flip flop. I think Birdman is like genuinely confused at times. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Y'all should have called this man stupid.
I think he has a tendency to repeat himself.
You just called him stupid.
His name is Jay Marino's Runaway
Jukebox. Oh, that's my folks.
He gonna call in your podcast. You gonna put respect on my name, Jay Marino's. All two of y'all.
But yeah, I think, so what about Envy? Because I think, it seems like to me, based on Envy's past, like he's been in situations like this, because he didn't seem like bothered at
all.
He was like, all right, let's
do it. He like, said that under his voice when he was walking out. Later, nigga.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
He said,
later, nigga.
Damn, I've been
later, nigga.
I think because, you know, like real recognize real, right? Because he probably, like you guys said, he probably watched all of them, read Birdman's language, was like, oh, yeah, he you front. He ain't about to do anything.
And Angela Yee's face was so priceless, man. Oh my God.
Okay, if Birdman and his goons
came up here right now,
straight up, okay. Don't try to act tough. If Birdman and five of his goons walked in this door right 20. Now and was like, y'all gonna put respect on my name, you gonna tell me you was looking at my name?
I'm gonna take MV and Shaw. Okay. Approach.
You a lie.
Yes,
who here would have been shook? Be real.
Not me.
Huh?
I'm gone.
I wouldn't have been.
Thank you. I'd have been a little bit shook only because, yeah. And it's not like a
and I'm not trying to be hard or tough or anything like that. No.
Yes, you
no.
Were.
No.
I wouldn't be shook, but I'd definitely respect his name.
It's the same thing.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Thing. Like, it's just being smart. I mean, 20 guys exactly. In here, dog.
But I'm
not 20.
No,
I'm like 20. I thought. I'm saying, even if he rolled in with like 5 or 6 extra dudes.
Yeah, y'all it depends on how the dudes look.
It depends on how his dudes look. They didn't really look.
No, it didn't look menacing at all.
I mean, they got
shades. They were extra.
Yeah. They had shades on.
It was regular guys.
It was just real.
Okay, but before this interview,
yeah.
If we all knew Birdman to be crazy,
mm-hmm.
So for a hot second, if Birdman and a bunch of his people walked in here, for a hot second, I'd be like, oh fuck, one of those dudes might shoot me. That's the first thing that would come to my mind. I'm not even gonna think hands. Because Birdman's not gonna fight you fist to fist. He's right. Not. The first thing in my head is one of those dudes has a gun. Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all not thinking that, y'all must not listen to hip hop too much.
The hip hop's history would have lended itself to being maybe smart. But much like that's Charlamagne, right. I'm like, what's the issue? Like, what's your problem?
You're more concerned about what's going on. Like, okay,
yeah, like, what about you, James? He came on.
I'm out. Look at me. Look, I'm 150 soaking wet. I'm not fighting anybody he brings in here. I don't have a gun. I'm good. Like,
it's not worth all that.
It's really not. You know, Charlamagne, he was a bold dude for doing what he did. I'm just like, it couldn't have been me.
I've heard Charlamagne say before, like, he got some bodyguards. Like, he got a couple of people he rolled with.
So. Since my man sucker punched in the back.
That old dude.
He was like, you talking about some drop, man? He like dropped off too, like,
y'all some haters, man. Y'all some fucking haters. Y'all like some chad. You remember that?
He did.
Right, yeah.
He dropped off.
He almost got hit by a cop too. So my man hit him.
He ran straight.
He just ran into the street. Kept like,
yeah, man. I tried to be wrong.
The funny thing is, because somebody asked, he didn't waste any time.
No.
As soon as that swing came,
he went around that car. He was like. He ran his fast. Like, he literally ran his fast.
Why y'all act like y'all would have done something different? Y'all gonna fight for dudes?
Nah.
I'm not fighting for dudes.
Nah.
If I get popped in the back of the head, if I turn around,
funny. Yeah, it's still funny.
It's still funny. Like he,
it is funny.
He like he took a morning jog.
I've had to fight a couple of dudes before though, at one time by myself.
Before?
Yeah, when I was younger, yeah.
Younger. Now, when some old head pops you and knocks your glasses off.
I've walked in a situation. I walked into the house and they fucking set me up, man. Walked in the house, it was two. It was me and my brother was trailing. Walked in. It's just kind of funny now, but yeah. Dude, like right when you walk through the door, bam, like, what are you talking that shit now, nigga? And the other dude didn't even say shit. He kind of squared up. So I was like, okay, you're not going to do anything. So you turned around and fight the one motherfucker right. That was fighting you. Because right. The other motherfucker wasn't doing shit. He was just like, yeah. But he wasn't swinging. So I was like, all right, I'm going to fight you. And then we're going to fight my way. I have to fight my way out of the house, dog. Two niggas.
That's different than four.
But I'm saying, I have some experience. Right. I just have to double up my effort.
If I get hit in the back of the head, if I turn around and there's two,
yeah.
I'll fight. Yeah. If I turn around and there's four, I don't know. You can record. That's the bitch in me.
Sometimes they all not gonna. Sometimes they will, but sometimes not all of them motherfuckers ain't getting there.
Ken is looking at the glass half full.
Exactly.
That's his perspective on this whole thing. Bruh, it's not like trying to catch one or two and then, you know, fight another two. It's what if that one catches you, now you got three other motherfuckers.
But it's kind of going, it's kind
of, yeah, that's what they're gonna do.
You know, I'm more like thinking about what Mike said, because I'm not afraid of no fight. But if you have a gun, like that, yeah, that's what my fear is always, yeah, is that see, who has the gun?
I'm always thinking, yeah, I'm thinking what he's thinking. Like, if all they're waiting on, like, all four of them are not going to attack you at the same time.
Right.
They're bitches. What they'll do is they'll wait for one of you guys to get them off your feet.
Yep.
And then the second you get off your feet, that's when they rush in. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of getting on the ground and they start stomping on me.
Yep.
I'm afraid of four dudes squaring up because that never happens.
Nope. Right.
And all you really have to do is get one of them good. Mm-hmm. And the other three will usually back off.
Right.
You know, it's kind of crazy that we're still like this motherfucker's still like in this place. You know what I'm saying? Like,
with all the fame and all the,
all that
money. The age, the fame, like you out the hood. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
literally.
He's apologized, you know, but I mean, the damage is done.
Talk about that though.
He has apologized. Who's apologized?
He apologized he called one of them, didn't he?
He tried to call Charlamagne.
And Charlamagne said, fuck that.
Yeah, Charlamagne.
Didn't he talk,
like, nah.
Did he talk to Envy or Yee? Didn't he talk to one of them?
Didn't Young Thug threaten Charlamagne?
After that?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear that? Yeah.
Wow. No, I didn't hear that.
You know Young Thug.
Fine, play it. I want to hear it. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Because I'd be more shook about Young Thug getting mad than I would be about Birdman. Now, here's my question for you. Because you the big tough one.
Well, I've got to be the big tough one.
How many people threaten to torture people?
I know he said touch. Did he say
torture?
Yeah.
He said torture. How many hood dudes you know? I'm going to torture you.
Torture you, boy.
You know the scariest part about that video? We all know Thug is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thug has, like, it's documented.
Yeah.
The scariest part about the video is the nigga was smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
he's
a sign of being crazy.
A sign of crazy person. Yeah. That's
like the Joker.
Yeah.
That's like the Joker.
Charlamagne was like, I don't ever need to talk to Birdman ever again.
Yep. He's like, good on
he said, I'm good on Birdman. That's the last interview you'll hear with me. And I was like, I don't blame you, man. That was
wild. Wow. I don't blame him because it was just, like he said, he gave him opportunity to clear everything up, and he just didn't do it. It was like Birdman's only purpose was to go up there and get them shook, and it didn't work.
In reference to the apology, so Envy is the one that talked to him.
Okay.
Yeah, he apologized and said he wanted to come back up there. He wanted to talk to Charlamagne face to face, and Charlamagne was like, as we said before, it's like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to talk to him.
Because that could go two ways. So either he was really going to go back up there and say, look, man, my bad.
Or he wanted to come in there and just...
Or he stewed on it and was like, shit, I got played. Or I played myself. So now I'm going to come up here and act a fool.
I gotta be real. Yeah.
So it's just, I got to be real. So it's just like, that's not worth it.
And if you really look at it, he did play himself because he was the meme of the day and will always be. He's really just ruined his own reputation.
Yeah, Jordan's faces on him, crying Jordan's faces on him right away.
That shit was funny. That shit was funny, right,
Pete? Of course you love
that. That shit was funny. You gotta get that one up, though. That shit was funny.
God, man.
I forgot you don't like Jordan crying.
Not no more. It's just,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Ken loves it, though. Every time he cracks up, I'm like, Ken, it's not funny.
I'm not saying it's funny, though, man.
You were like, man, it's still hilarious.
Hey, the shit was fake, though. The golf sign.
No.
I'm just saying they're crazy. They're getting kind of crazy.
No, it's you're seeing the same crying face.
That shit.
How much of the crying face I have to watch?
It applies.
It's gonna be the Birdman face now.
Man.
So that's it, man. This is a crazy situation. So let us know what you guys think about this shit in the comment section. Anybody got any
final thoughts,
anything on this?
When you say DHH, put respect on it.
God no.
All 150,000 of you. Put respect on it.
Personally, I'm not messing with Birdman. I mean, now I think he's crazy, like I said earlier, but I don't know. Charlamagne is a bold man to do what he did. I wouldn't do it.
Oh, so you're saying you're kind of opposite then. You're saying that he was a little scary.
No, Charlamagne was perfectly fine the whole time, I would say. I just kind of what Ken was saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, he knew that if something would have popped off, it wouldn't have just been like, oh, you hit me and that's it. You know, it would have been some litigation and everything to that. So, I mean, I don't think he was really, I mean, and he's Charlamagne. He's not really afraid to say what he's going to say anyway. So I think it was fine. I just wouldn't do it. Personally.